الله الذي جعل لكم الأنعام لتركبوا منها ومنها تأكلون.
Allah, it is who has made cattle for you, so that you ride some of them, and from some of them you derive food.
وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَلِتَبْلُغُوا عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ.
In them there are also other benefits for you, and through them you fulfill your heartfelt need to reach places, and you are borne along upon them as upon the ships.
وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَأَيَّ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُنْكِرُونَ.
Allah shows His signs to you, then which of Allah's signs will you deny? Allah shows His signs to you, then which of Allah's signs will you deny? The unbelievers are told that if they are serious in their demand for a miracle, and they need it in order to believe in the Prophet's message, then there are countless signs of God that suffice for that purpose. Indeed, they observe those signs day in and day out. In the presence of these signs, there is hardly any need for any further miracles. This represents the next rejoinder to their demand. God has created animals, especially those that serve mankind, such as the cows, oxen, sheep, goats, camels, and horses, and has endowed them with such characteristics that they can easily be domesticated, enabling mankind to derive numerous benefits from them. They are used for transportation, dairy products, meat, fat, wool, hair, skin, entrails, bones, blood, and excreta. All animal products are of immense use to mankind. This proves beyond all doubt that even before man's creation, God took into full account his needs and so fashioned these animals that they would prove useful to him. Another point worth considering is that 3/4 of the earth is filled with water, while only 1/4 is dry land. Again, water divides several regions of dry land. The settlement of human populations on dry lands and their transport and trade links could not have evolved without water, the seas and winds being governed by the laws that facilitate navigation. Again, it is God who provided the necessary means for shipbuilding. This once again establishes that the Almighty God, who is most merciful and all-wise, has made everything, mankind, the earth, the seas and wind, according to a grand design of His. Even if one studies the specifics of navigation, one clearly sees how planetary movements are of immense help to mankind. All this because God, the creator of both the earth and the heavens, is the one most compassionate Lord. Since He has placed numerous resources at man's disposal, it is unimaginable that He will not call man to account for all these bounties.
أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ قُوَّةً وَآثَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
Did they not journey in the land, that they may behold the end of those who had gone before them? They were more numerous and greater in strength, and left behind more splendid traces in the land. Yet their attainments did not avail them. Did they not journey in the land?
This marks the conclusion of this passage, which may be better appreciated if it is studied in conjunction with verses 4, 5, and 21 of this surah.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَرِحُوا بِمَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
When their messengers came to them with clear signs, they arrogantly exulted in whatever knowledge they had. They were then encompassed by what they had mocked. When their messengers came to them with clear signs, they arrogantly exulted in whatever knowledge they had.
The unbelievers were engrossed in the study of the disciplines of their choice, such as philosophy, science, law, mythology, and theology, considering them to represent the truth. At the same time, they looked down upon the knowledge bestowed upon the prophets as unworthy of serious attention.
فَلَمَّا رَأَوْا بَأْسَنَا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ
When they saw our chastisement, they said, We have come to believe in Allah, the only one, and we reject all what we had associated with Allah in His divinity.
فَلَمْ يَكُ يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ لَمَّا رَأَوْا بَأْسَنَا سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ فِي عِبَادِهِ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ
But their believing after they had seen our chastisement did not avail them. That has been Allah's way concerning His servants, and the unbelievers courted utter loss then and there. But their believing after they had seen our chastisement did not avail them. That has been Allah's way concerning His servants.
Belief and repentance can benefit man only before he is seized by God's punishment or death. Once a man is confronted with God's punishment or death, his act of belief or repentance becomes unacceptable to God.